A very good day to one and all, Honorable Chair, distinguished members of the committee, experts, delegates, civil society representatives from Honduras that are here with us, the global movement for children, the Honduran chapter, and others as well. There are some questions that still have to be responded to from yesterday. There's the issue of identifying unaccompanied minors. We have a protocol in place nationwide. It is aimed at providing holistic protection to children in migration. This sets forth a roadmap for children abroad and the children that are transiting through the country without a legal representative or guardian. There is institutional work underway together with the National Migration Institution, the consular offices, and our office as well, the Secretariat SENAF. There's the crucial matter of Hondurans abroad, specifically when it comes to identifying Hondurans abroad that are unaccompanied minors. We need to ensure that they have access to the platform of the National Registry of Peoples. When we are able to identify children and adolescents traveling alone and unaccompanied, our National Migration Institute is a key ally. They are helped to identify these individuals, and they are sent back to the care of the of SENAF, and we then implement the protocol for the identification of a possible undermining of their rights. And if we are able to identify that their rights were abused, we apply protection measures or we launch a process of return back to the country. All of the institutions involved are working in a coordinated manner in order to ensure the protection of these children.
En cuanto
on the issue of children with disabilities living in residential alternative care centers, the census or survey that I referred to that we are conducting is currently in its final phase. We do not yet have the whole picture of data when it comes to children with disabilities who are in these residential centers under protection orders. In other words, we're not fully sure of how many children and adolescents with disabilities there are in all of these alternative residential care centers. We're still tracing that number. We do have a record of 420 children, boys and girls with disabilities, who are being treated and cared for in alternative care facilities, including alternative residential facilities. SENAF has an agreement with four organizations to protect and provide support and assistance to some 59 children with disabilities living in specialized institutions. Technical assistance is being provided to these 59 children and to the institutions in which they live in order to improve the quality of care for these children and make sure that they are duly certified. This includes professional training for staff and vocational training for staff to achieve certification that they are qualified to provide care for children with disabilities. This is new. Previously, there was no such accreditation. We continue to focus on the possibility of opening up this certification process to other specialized services. To respond to your question about our preventive approach to teen pregnancy, as a secretariat, we have a teen or adolescent care model, which we have developed in cooperation with the Women's Center. There are seven such women's centers at the national level, and in these centers we have a specially designed model or protocol to provide support for teens, for pregnant teens. These services provide specialized care for women, and the specialized care for adolescents module focuses on providing prenatal classes and postnatal classes in how to care for children, etc. The training provided in these women's centers also cover issues such as preventing pregnancy, sexual and reproductive health, and life skills. They're also a vehicle for promoting prevention of a second pregnancy where a first pregnancy was undesired, or when it follows very closely after a first pregnancy. Close on 2,000 teenagers or adolescents have participated in workshops run by these women's centers. There are some 64 such workshops or classes per year. On prevention of violence, we receive reports from the National Police Unit on Prevention of Violence and Community Security. According to their reporting provided to us, from 2022 to 2024, training and support was provided to some 5,500 families on violence prevention, and covering areas such as preventing drug addiction or consumption of drugs or alcohol, keeping children safe online, and preventing gender-based violence and human trafficking and recognizing the signs thereof. We have also developed and rolled out the network program headed up by the National Police. It is prevention focused, particularly preventing juvenile justice and preventing children from falling into the clutches of transnational or local gangs and becoming gang members. This program has worked closely with some 300 children thus far in schools and educational centers, that between 2021 and 2024, with a specialized intervention on these 300 in particular.